listening to Cinematic Sound with your host, Eric Woods. Welcome to another edition of Cinematic Sound Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And in order to keep a promise I made around this time last year, today I'm proud to present Cinematic Sound Radio's second annual Christmas special. Actually, I've been producing Christmas specials ever since I began the show back in 1996, but last year was the first Christmas-themed program in at least 2 or 3 years. So on today's program, we'll be featuring a wide variety of Christmas favorites, as well as some more obscure selections. And the show won't be as long as last year's program, which you can still hear by clicking on the link on this very page. We open up the show with a track from the 1974 classic, Miracle on 34th Street, featuring conductor David Newman and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. We'll now continue with more music from that film, composed by Cyril Mockridge, from a superb album released on Telarc Records way back in 1988. An album that was supposed to be the first of many more albums produced in cooperation with the Sundance Institute. Unfortunately, for some reason, the series never continued. Also available on this album are suites from Dmitri Tiomkin's It's a Wonderful Life and Richard Adensil's A Christmas Carol. And now, the rest of Cyril Mockridge's score from Miracle on 34th Street, featuring conductor David Newman and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from the film Miracle on 34th Street, featuring original score composed by Cyril Mockridge. In that recording, David Newman conducted the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra from an album featuring three Christmas Golden Age favorites, It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Carol, and Miracle on 34th Street, released on Telarc Records. It's a hard album to find. However, if you do, it is a wonderful, wonderful album featuring beautiful recordings from the restored film scores. We have to take our first break, but when we return, we'll feature music from The Santa Claus, with music by Michael Convertino. We'll also be featuring music composed by Bruce Broughton for Eloise at Christmas Time, John Debney's Elf, and Philip Brumby's Joyeux Noël. You're listening to Cinematic Sounds 2012 Christmas Special. We'll be right back right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Thank you.
That was a selection from the 1985 film called Santa Claus, the Movie, starring Dudley Moore and John Lithgow, featuring an original score composed by Henry Mancini. What we played was The Sleigh Ride Over New York from the 2010 reissue of the LP program on Singular Records. The sound quality on this release isn't that great, but Quartet Records is actually here to save the day. A few weeks ago, they announced the release of the complete score on three CDs remastered from the actual master tapes. Unfortunately, we here at Cinematic Sound Radio didn't get our copy before the recording of this program. Up next, we're going to feature music from one of the most underrated composers working today, Michael Convertino. And if you haven't checked out Douglas Lacey's Michael Convertino special here at Cinematic Sound Radio, then I highly recommend you do so. Convertino is such a fantastic composer who, along with the likes of Bruce Broughton, Lee Holdridge, Joel McNeely, really need to be doing more high-profile work. The score we're going to feature for you today from Convertino's catalog is the 1994 hit The Santa Claus, starring Tim Allen as an ordinary man who accidentally causes Santa Claus to fall to his death from his roof on Christmas Eve. When he and his young son Charlie finish the late legendary St. Nick's trip and deliveries, they go to the North Pole, where Scott learns that he must become the new Santa. Convertino's score is full of childlike magic and holiday cheer. It's a lyrical, fully orchestral score that perfectly fits with any other holiday classic. And now, music from The Santa Claus, music composed by Michael Convertino. Thank you. A suite of music from the 1994 film The Santa Claus with original score composed by Michael Convertino. We have to take another break, but when we return, we'll feature music from two Bruce Broughton scores. We'll hear an extended suite of music from the 2003 film called Eloise at Christmas Time. However, when we come out of the break, we'll hear a short selection from a film that really isn't a Christmas film. We'll have that track for you when we return.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound on cinematicsound.net.
An unusual track for this time of the year, but it does play over a Christmas-themed scene in a TV western called True Women, released in 1997, with original score composed by Bruce Broughton. You can find the original soundtrack recording on Entrada Records. The track was called Family Christmas. Welcome back to our second annual Christmas special here on Cinematic Sound Radio. Up next is more music from Bruce Broughton, this time released in 2003, based on the famous Kay Thompson children's book with Julie Andrews and Sofia Vassilvia, which was given its premiere on The Wonderful World of Disney. This is Bruce Broughton's second score in the Eloise series. Both of these scores are relatively light with a lot of Mickey Mousing, but are charming nonetheless, and this score captures the Christmas spirit and the innocence of childhood perfectly. Now pleased to present for the very first time on Cinematic Sound Radio, a suite from Eloise at Christmas Time, with the original score composed and conducted by Bruce Broughton.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Eloise at Christmas Time, with original score composed and conducted by Bruce Broughton. You can also pick up Broughton's other Eloise score, actually his first score in the Eloise series. Both albums are available on Intrada Records, and both films were released in 2003. We need to take another break, but when we return, we'll feature some music by composer John Debney, and a little bit later on in the program, we'll hear some music from Philip Rombie. However, when we return, we'll feature music from a Christmas Muppet film, and we'll have the overture for you from that film when we return.
Tis the season to be jolly and joyous. Fa-la-la, with a burst of pleasure we feel it arrive. Fa-la-la, it's the season when the saints can employ us.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Nice.
Overture from Paul Williams and Miles Goodman's score to The Muppet Christmas Carol, released in 1992. Welcome back to our annual Christmas special right here on Cinematic Sound Radio and on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host, and I really hope you're enjoying the program. Up next is music from one of my favorite Christmas-themed films and a rare comedy that makes me laugh on repeated viewings. The film is Elf, released in 2003, starring Will Ferrell, James Caan, and Bob Newhart, as well as Zooey Deschanel. The film was directed by Jon Favreau and was a big hit. The film had a small budget of just over $30 million, but brought in over $200 million at the box office. The film tells the story of a man raised as an elf at the North Pole and is sent to the United States in search of his true identity and his real father. This was composer John Debney's first collaboration with Jon Favreau. They would reteam for the 2005 sci-fi adventure Zathura, and then Favreau would hire him to score the 2010 sequel to Iron Man. Elf is a score full of whimsical themes, childlike goofiness, which is perfectly in line with the main character's antics, along with a few big orchestral statements and a jazzy Christmas montage cue that we will have for you at the end of this suite. And now music, composed and conducted by John Debney for the 2003 film Elf.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Elf, with original score composed and conducted by John Debney. We have to take one more break, but when we return, we'll feature a fantastic score. It's the first time we've ever featured this score on the program, too, and I don't know why. When you have such a huge catalog of scores, you really can't get everything on the program, but I'm really pleased to be presenting this score at the end of this program. I think it's a fitting way to end off the show. We're going to feature Philippe Rombie's extraordinary score from Joyeux Noël. However, when we return, we'll feature a cue composed by Christopher Young for a 2010 romantic comedy. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Absolutely love the name of that cue. It's called Kaleidoscope Christmas. It was composed by Christopher Young for the 2010 romantic comedy Love Happens. Well, we end today's show with music from one of the very best composers working today, Philip Rombie. Now, Rombie is a composer of some of my favorite scores in the past 10 to 15 years, including Un Homme et son Chien and Angel. Those are two scores that I picked as the best scores in their respective years, with Angel being chosen as one of my honorable mentions on the Best of the New Millennium program, which I featured, I think, at the beginning of this year. Now, back in 2005, Rombie scored Joyeux Noël, or Merry Christmas. The film's about a World War I Christmas truce in December of 1914, and it's depicted through the eyes of the French, Scottish, and German soldiers. Now, Philip Rombie has a gift and a strong passion for melody. Rombie's scores are always brimming with heartfelt and memorable themes. Joyeux Noël is no different, and this score features arguably one of his all-time best themes, called L'Hymne de Fraternité, which was written for piano, wordless children's chorus, and lush strings. It's a track that, if you haven't heard it, it will give you goosebumps. It's the last track we're going to feature for you during this suite. I really hope you enjoyed our 2012 Christmas special. My name is Eric Woods, and it's been a pleasure to be your host during today's program. And thank you very much for tuning in. I'm wishing you and yours a very happy and safe holiday season. Merry Christmas, everyone. And now, Joyeux Noël. Or Merry Christmas by Philip Rombie, with music performed by the London Symphony Orchestra.